Welcome to Kindly Gifted. I'm your host, Kate Tarantiva, and I can't wait to unwrap the world of influence with you. Every day, your gifted episodes, see what I did there, to help you become fluent in the business of creativity and learn the best-kept industry secrets to creating an online presence worth remembering. It's really like having a momager on speed dial. So let's dive into it. Do you remember during the 2000s when there was this rise of genetically modified foods? Grocery stores used to sell these things called grapples. Looks like an apple, tastes like a grape. Remember those? Okay. When somebody has an aversion to building a personal brand and they're like, nope, absolutely no way, I don't want to build a personal brand. 9 times out of 10, it's because they think they have to become a grapple or create this fake character around themselves and step into that character and in order to get, you know, money, power, influence, whatever it is that they're driven by. And I want to challenge this rhetoric of thinking that personal brands and personas, aka a grapple, are the same, because they are not the same. They differ in nuance of intention. That doesn't also, by the way, I want to note, just because somebody has a persona does not mean that they did it for the purpose of inauthenticity, but the reputation of personas is such. Because when you are building a personal brand, you are building that personal brand around a why, a mission, some sort of bigger purpose that you believe in. With a persona, that's not really necessary. So it becomes a lot easier for somebody to fake who they are and become a grapple, for lack of a better term, right? Looks a certain way, tastes a different way, right? So personas typically, I'm going to give some examples of a persona. So in the entertainment space, in the music industry, when you sign a contract to be part of a record label, a lot of the times, and I actually have personal experience with this because a guy I dated used to be part of a boy band where he also had to sign a said contract. And in his contract, there was like an image clause. He had to portray a certain image. He had to act a certain way, dress a certain way, look a certain way. And it wasn't really authentic to who he actually was, but it sold. And that was the reason this image was created, because record label executives need to sell the artist to make back the money that they give the artist for the record deal. Because when an artist signs to like a music label for $3 million, that money isn't given to them. They have to make that money back and then some, right? So they do whatever they need to do to sell the artist. Same thing goes for somebody like Christine Quinn on Selling Sunset. She actually said this on her Call Her Daddy interview, that a persona was created out of her to be this like bitchy, mean girl kind of character, and that's not really who she is, but it was created in post-production with editing so that people would watch the show. So usually when personas are created, this is not always, but usually it's created by a team of people behind you. So a TV network, a record label, for example. Not always the case. I definitely know people who have created personas for themselves. And honestly, I'm sitting here with popcorn in my hand, just, you know, timing it to crash and burn, because those things become very, very difficult to keep up on your own and eventually do get exposed. And it's also really, really important that if you build a persona around, not encouraging this, by the way, I'm just saying that if you need some crisis management help, if you build a persona around something that's inauthentic or not genuine to who you are, you have to time it really well so that that information is not then being controlled by the public and you get canceled, but rather you take the time to reveal it and kind of open up a new era for yourself. You've got to be very strategic, bordering on calculated with a persona. Personal brands, on the other hand, have to be authentic to who you are. And it becomes a persona when people get confused. So, for example, Brad Pitt launching a skincare line, confusing as fuck, giving persona vibes. Why? Why are we launching a skincare line? Didn't realize Brad Pitt cared that much about skincare. It's not really filling a void in the market, right? Like, for what? Right? So that then starts to give people like persona vibes. It's giving a cash grab, all of these things, all of these terms that start to come up of like doubting the authenticity of something then makes people think, oh, it's some character that this person's playing to get our money or to like further their influence or build their net worth or get power, whatever the fuck, right? Personal brands have to be created around something authentic to who you are. That's why it's not easy. Because you actually have to put yourself out there. And it needs to be genuine. Because then, if it's not, then you have those types of conversations that start to come up of like, why the fuck are they launching, you know, an athleisure line if they don't care about athleisure? Or why is this person launching like a meal prep kit if they don't meal prep? Or why? That's like, that stuff starts to then come up, and then the authenticity of your personal brands becomes, there's doubt that arises there, and then people start to think you have a persona. So a personal brand is built around authenticity. It's a lot easier to manage. It creates better relationships with your audience. You're allowing yourself to stay true to who you are. So that's why I don't really love when people use the words persona and personal brand interchangeably, because again, it's comparing an apple with a grapple, right? An apple in this case is the personal brand. What you see on the outside is what you see on the inside. Maybe it varies just slightly. Maybe you augment one part of yourself in order to maintain privacy or boundaries or whatever. But a persona is more so the grapple, where it's like, looks like one thing is actually the other, and it can become disappointing, where it can, you know, lose trust for you with the community that you have spent so much time building. So make sure that, my piece of advice would be, one, make sure you actually spend a lot of time on your why and your mission and your impact. And two, when you scale a team of people behind you, make sure everybody's aligned, and don't let your team steamroll you into building a persona around something that you don't care about or that feels ingenuine or inauthentic to you, because it will bite you in the ass. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it will. And you have to be really smart, like I said earlier, with a persona to make sure that you take control of public perception and not the other way around, because the other way around can get you canceled. So... that's kind of the difference between a persona and a personal brand. Just want to clarify that, because again, I see these terms being used interchangeably, and while I understand because they differ very slightly, it's still enough nuance where it can put you in a category that you maybe don't want to be in, especially if you're building an authentic brand and reputation. Thanks for tuning in to Kindly Gifted. To support the podcast, please leave a review, share with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you follow me on TikTok at Kate Mob for more creative secrets from the internet's momager. See you on the next episode of Kindly Gifted.